All right, welcome members. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and it's Friday night, the 3rd of April 2020. I am plugging in with you. I am here in Sydney, Australia. Great to be here and on board with the members. We're just going to continue to break down this massive PSYOP, this psychological operation that I am seeing all around me. It's planetary, and it's definitely unbelievable here in Australia on the ground, what I'm seeing, and it's unbelievable, so we just continue to move through this and break it down and gain awareness. But always great to have the members on board. Thanks so much for your continuing support. Helps me to keep this website up and running and keep talking. That's the most important thing, isn't it, and connecting. So we're ready to rock and roll. Seeing around you on the ground, around your cities, around the places that you live with other people. I'm seeing zombies everywhere, obedient zombies, complying and buying into this system that's being sledgehammered over the top of our skulls right now. This is a massive to me. Every day, I don't go out much now. I only go out to grab some things maybe once or twice a week, but I was just out the other day, and it just keeps hitting me and hitting me and hitting me again that this is just a massive psychological operation, unlike anything that I think has ever been done on planet Earth. It's an incredible display that I'm seeing around me that I'm gobsmacked. I have no words for it, and I'm around Sydney area, so. I was running around out and about the other day, and I just couldn't believe it. It was just such a surreal, bizarre situation around me, and all this social distancing measurements and rules. You have to comply with them now, and they're absolutely everywhere you go. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's all everywhere online. Everything I post now is there's these COVID-19 attachments and advertisements and WHO stuff, and they're censoring the hell out of us. Censoring the absolute hell out of us here. So it's unbelievable. And just being out and about the other day, watching how people are interacting with each other, I keep saying it, I know, but it's straight out of the Twilight Zone. And I was in the supermarket the other day, Woolworths if you're in Australia, just grabbing a couple of things, and it took ages, and because most of the checkouts are closed, and if you go through the automatic checkout, you know, tellers, machines there, there's only barely half of them operating, and it's all to do with social distancing. And I was waiting in line, and I just don't see this stuff because I'm just not used to it, and I walk kind of right through, like walking through a plate glass door or something, you know, and I'm just not seeing this stuff around me, and people keep telling me, you didn't see this, you didn't see that, you didn't see this, and you didn't see that, and I'm like, what is it? And it's these stupid signs everywhere. I'm sure everybody is seeing them, but it's a real overdose here in Australia. It's kind of unbelievable to see, and these measures that are taking place. And I was standing in the supermarket waiting in line, and there was this woman with a mask in front of me, and I was looking at her head just thinking, oh my God. And she didn't like me standing there, and I didn't honestly know what the problem was, and she was giving me this kind of spooked horse look. If anyone's kind of walked up the side of a cranky horse and they kind of just give you that spooked look, I kind of had that look, you know, like I'm gonna kick you in a minute if you don't give me my space, you know. And then I realized that there was all these green circles where you're supposed to stand, and I wasn't standing. I was standing in the middle of two green circles. It's social distancing circles, like something out of The Wiggles. And she didn't like that I was near her circle, so I kind of thought, oh my God, I didn't even see that. And I stepped back onto my circle, and she kind of relaxed a little bit, and she's got the mask on, and she's getting her supplies, and it was an amazing thing. It's just, I don't fit into this new society and this way of thinking and seeing things. I'm like a fish out of water. I'm completely alien to this. It doesn't suit me at all. And I know the listeners would be the same, but the human beings that I'm seeing around me in my day-to-day life are complying 100%. I mean, they are absolutely a part of this now, and they want it. They absolutely love it. And I've been speaking to people, I've been speaking to parents, I've been going around, I've been just nudging and asking little questions here and there and finding out what people are thinking. And other than, you know, people that are into what I'm into, or friends or things like that, or the listeners here, or whatever it may be, everybody that I am seeing out there is totally into this. They are complete 100% on board with what's happening, and the government rules and restrictions and draconian measures, of course. They can't get enough of it, you know, and they're obeying all of these terrible laws that are coming into place, 150%. You know, it's amazing to see them. And, you know, they're policing each other, and they're all inside, and they're looking out of their curtains, and they're doing their best, because they want to be protected by the government, and the government's there to protect them and pay them if they lose their job or whatever, and look after them, through this time of uncertain, chaos and restructuring. And everything that's happening, and these people are just they're eating into it, hook, line, and sinker. Absolutely. And it's amazing to see. And I've been speaking to so many people about what's going on, and I've got to start off at the most basic levels, because I don't want to say anything, because we are living now, unfortunately, in a climate of fear. And you really got to watch what you're doing now, and I'll get into that a little bit in a minute. But I have not met one person out there, just little chats here and there, one person who remotely cares about this planetary lockdown that's happening all around us. Not one care. None. They're all only concerned about the virus, and they don't want to get the virus, and they're doing everything they can to help the numbers go down, and hopefully we can get back to a normal life, which will never ever happen again. And none of them care about the entire planet being locked down. Military presence on the streets in cities all over the world, and you know, harsh government measures, and all of this coming into play. None of them care about that. It's all about, I don't want to get the virus, and we're working with the system around us, you know, so we can all come out of this better people, and we can defeat this together, all one. And I kind of said to a couple of people, this was like last week, yeah, fine, that's right, the virus and all that, but what about this kind of measures that we're seeing, and this kind of new dark, you know, path and directions that these governments all around the world are taking all of us down this very dark road. Now, I mean, aren't you concerned for yourself and your family, your children, that we're being kind of locked in. Don't you feel that? That every day there's new restrictions and it gets harsher and harsher. Don't you feel like you've been kind of pushed into this corner and there's nowhere to go, and the walls are concrete and the roof's concrete and the floor's concrete? And there's only one way out, and you've just been pushed through that one way out into a corner, and they've just locked it. I mean, you don't feel a little bit kind of, you don't have that gut feeling that this, I as a human being, I don't like being locked down around cities. I don't like being told, I don't like being pushed into a corner and having my rights taken away because of some virus, whether you believe in it or not. Let's take the virus off the table for a second and let's just look at this kind of human rights issue. You're not spooked at all this is happening, that you're looking. I mean, I was watching videos on YouTube today where there's all these videos from all around the world with extreme military build-up happening. Tanks and trucks and military hardware being brought into cities and lockdowns. You know, you're seeing in places like New York and around in other cities, these big convention centers now being turned into these like military logistic places. And now they're starting to turn these big, places in cities into these kind of quarantine hospitals. That doesn't spook you a little bit with any of that? I mean, doesn't worry a little bit? No. It doesn't worry them. They're all at home watching Netflix. Dad's working from home and getting paid by the company. And, the kids are having fun at home and it's great to spend time with the kids. And the kids are on their devices and mum's doing some, baking some extra apple pies. And they're connecting with their friends like good little rats in the experiment via Skype or via FaceTime. And it's on the news the other night, you know, you may be shoved in your house and forced into a corner via draconian rules and regulations from the government, but you can still connect through your devices. That's what they want you to do. And you can talk to each other that way. And that's our new way of communication. It's all okay. And so they're okay with that. Everyone's going about their business in their day-to-day lives inside their home because outside the government are fighting for them to keep them safe from the boogeyman virus. And at the end of the day, they're going to defeat this virus and they're going to vaccinate you, and we're all going to walk out the end of the tunnel into pure, pristine sunlight, and everything's going to be a-okay. All these people, all these families are just sitting inside their homes waiting for the government to tell them, now you can go outside and play. It's really an unbelievable situation, and I'm wondering where the human spirit has gone, where the fight has gone, where the what happened to us as a human race. How can we not be spooked in a situation like this and have our backs up against the wall and be asking questions and not comfortable in this situation? How can we be so relaxed? I'm talking to people and they've got families and children and they're completely relaxed because they believe the government is working 24/7 to bring the virus numbers down so the streets will be again safer for us and they can let us out and go and play, you know? And they're not at all concerned about these new draconian lockdown measures and everything that's being pushed through and how the government are acting. That we as citizens in our countries have lost more rights and civil liberties, personal freedoms, for example, in a couple of weeks or a month than we ever have in history. They're not concerned about that. That's okay. It doesn't matter because the virus and the government are going to protect us and we want protection. And besides, you know, if anything happens to me, the government are paying me, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, what would be my best advice in this current situation? Because if you're like me and you're around a major city, especially in Australia, which is the belly of the beast, man, in a way, I mean, it's not as in your face as the US and other places, but it's all happening here, believe me. It's just slower. They cook you slower here. Because people love their sports and they love being outside. We're a very active people in Australia. You know, I'm sure you could go out at 4 o'clock in the morning and bump and trip over a guy who's doing push-ups on the sidewalk. You know, and then people don't go inside until it's dark. I mean, the sports alone and the families out every day. I mean, people love being at the beach and outside in this country. So it's not an easy process to do it here. You know, it's a lot of tourists here. But we're a small population and we're kind of easy to manage. And so they've been cooking us in this warm bath scenario in this country, just slowly bringing us into a lockdown situation that we agree with and that we actually don't mind. Because they're paying you and, you know, you're at home and you get to spend time at home with your loved ones and you can watch the TV and everything's, you know, it's not that bad, you know. And, you know, you need money, we're going to pay you. They're paying everybody. And, you know, people are now dependent or largely dependent, unfortunately, on the government with these payments. Because if you lose your job, man, what are you going to do? Your company sends you home and you got kids or mouths to feed and you don't have a paycheck anymore. And the government are paying you, man. They're giving you something. Sometimes it's quite good, you know, whatever people are getting. It's just that terrible situation, unfortunately, that everybody is going to be in. A lot of people are still working for companies and working at home and good on them, you know. Things are still slightly operating, but we're being cooked here, and it's just going down, and you just keep hearing all day from these media rats that there's going to be a total, full, absolute, complete lockdown, that they are moving towards that. And as I said before, I put up a video today from the US where the guy was just showing clips in fast forward, like in fast motion, from all over the world, you know, from New York to Morocco to other places in Europe, just all over the world with this huge build-ups happening of a military presence, people filming these trains coming in with military trucks and tanks and all this equipment, you know, into these cities and places, as this slowly, you know, starts to build. And, you know, I don't like that at all. You know, all of this over what they're calling nothing more than a very mild flu. Which is what this is, but it isn't even that, is it? I don't believe any of it, as I said on the last podcast. I don't believe any of it, but I'm looking around me every single day. I'm looking at the news. I'm watching how people react. I'm talking to some people when I can. Just being out and about as well, here and there over the last 2 weeks and a couple of times this week, very quickly, I can kind of move in the shadows too and just get things done pretty quickly and move around. But, seeing, you know, worried people on the streets having conversations in masks and, just hardly really anyone around. And I was just walking on the street the other day with the dog, and there was a guy sitting in his car listening to the radio really loud, and it was just coronavirus, coronavirus. And you turn on the TV, it says coronavirus, coronavirus, social distancing, obey, obey. It really is they live. If members haven't seen the movie by John Carpenter, They Live, where the guy wears the sunglasses, and watch that. It's pretty amazing, but it's a dystopian nightmare of, you know, what's happening around me. But people are just so worried, and have everywhere I see they're having these. Everybody's talking about it. It's amazing, you know. These parents are worried. What are we going to do? I don't know what's going to happen. Their futures are now uncertain. Their whole lives have, you know, everything. They've gone from, you know, living this happy life and doing quite well to just not knowing anymore, but still okay because the government's sort of keeping your life going by paying you. So it's not too bad, but it's weird. And I'm in this uncomfortable situation where, you know, I don't know what's really going on. But from what I can see, most people seem absolutely comfortable. I even have family and friends that are pretty comfortable. I have close friends, actually. I don't get into all this with them. They're all good people. I'm not going to go and bash anyone with anything. If someone wants to have a chat with me about something, as I've said a million times, that's fine, but I never say anything. I'm probably the quietest person standing in the corner at any kind of party. And that's the way I am. I adapt. I've always adapted, but I love talking, but I'm not going to say anything around to people because they're not into it, and that's not their fault. It's not your fault. It's silly to start fights with people because they don't want to listen. If they don't want to listen, that's them. If they come to me and they want to have a conversation or even a debate, I'm fine. I'll do that. But I have friends who honestly think that they've been sent home and they're working from home and the government's doing the best they can to fix this situation, to bring down the numbers, to bend that curve back to a favorable position and make us all safe, and that pretty soon, whether it's a few weeks or another few months, we're going to start to see the daylight at the end of this tunnel, and we're going to start to move back slowly into our day-to-day lives as everything starts to work again and slowly function again. That's what they think, but it's all being done so we can stop this virus and stop it from going out of control. And so you're just stupid for questioning it, you know. It's very hard, and it's a very sensitive time to even start up a conversation with anyone, especially here in Australia, you know. And so going back to what I was saying before, what would be my best advice for people listening to this at the moment, wherever you are around the world? And have some gin. Have some good gin. That's my advice. My mother texted me today. They're up the coast from Sydney, and they're very fit and active elderly people, and she's hurt her back, I think, from what she was telling me. She hurt her back a little bit, and she's in quite a bit of pain, obviously pulled something, I don't know, and they went to see the doctor, but yeah, my father was saying it was a very strange experience, which it is now, with all the social distancing laws and everything, even with the chemists and doctors and things. From what she was saying, she was prescribed some painkillers, some pretty strong painkillers, and got very sick and thought that she was going to die, and was vomiting all night and stuff like that, you know. And this is something I highly recommend you not do, especially for them, you know. But she got very, very sick and thought she was gonna pass over, you know, and was vomiting all night and everything because these painkillers poisoned her body, and that's what they do. Antibiotics, painkillers, any of these pharmaceutical drugs could very well, in this current climate as well, end your life. She's healthy and fit and went home and stayed home and pulled through the sickness and now is getting a little bit better. But you know, once you start getting tied up with the medical system in at any given time, it can bring you down and kill you very quickly, because that's what it's designed to do. And these drugs are extremely, extraordinarily dangerous. Even, you know, painkillers, you know, Nurofen and this kind of stuff can mess with your heart, you know, give you a heart attack. I was telling her, you know, stay at home. You're on a property, you're safe there. You have your own water and everything. Stay there. Do not at this point in time get tied up with the medical system at all. And that would be my advice right now for people listening. Do not get tied up. Do not eyeball these people. That's what I'm basically saying. You know, there's more police on the streets now. I'm seeing them driving around everywhere, and they're going to eyeball you. I remember probably a couple of years ago going overseas, and I was going through the Sydney Airport International. And there was this guy standing there where you go through with your passports, and he was kind of eyeballing people, you know, and I couldn't help looking at him. He was very peculiar looking, had these wild eyes, you know, and he was kind of moving his head like an owl does, you know, like the owl does, kind of where the body stays still, but the head kind of goes like a bobblehead. And I couldn't help looking at the guy. I kept looking at him, and he eyeballed me, and I eyeballed him. And then we kind of looked at each other a couple of times, and then he kind of moved over, and then he was saying something into his watch or into his little device or whatever it is. But he was really eyeballing me, and then I just tried to you know just completely change the situation around. I mean, he was making me feel guilty. And there you go. That's the power of suggestion, if you will, with these people. And it's like, you don't want to get tied up with these people. You don't want to go out there if you don't need to be out there. And I know that's a horrible thing. But in this way, I would say that in this current system, what can you do? You have to comply. And so when you have to comply, and if you're around you know, city areas like I am, then the best thing that I can think of is just to stay out of their way and not go near them, and don't have anything to do with their medical system, and don't go out if you don't need to. And if you do need to go out, maybe go to the shops or something like that. Go early in the morning or go later at night before they shut, and just quickly get in and get out. Because there's police around, and if you get questioned, then they take your name and they put you on the system. And so now with the coronavirus going on, and this is, as I was saying in podcast, this is the fear, and this is fakery. But this whole thing is we are all suspects now. All of us, we're all suspects. It doesn't matter how healthy you are. You could be healthy all through this and not know or not have met a single person that has this, because they don't. And I guarantee you, if you know anyone who says they've been tested positive for this coronavirus, there's no results to prove that. Okay? There's no results to prove it. It's just wording. It's made up. And I've actually spoken to people over the last month or last 2 to 3 weeks who thought they had it. Or thought their kids had it. I've been very interested in that. I've actually been lucky to meet a couple of people who thought they had it, but they didn't have it. But the point is, those people got tested, you know, and this presents a dangerous situation for me, for example, you know, because they went into a medical center or a doctor's surgery or wherever it is, and they said, look, I'm worried. I'm feeling run down or whatever it is, and they got the doctor had a look at them, and they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just run down, and send them home, and they're fine now. So they never had this, because this doesn't exist. But anyone that goes or who puts their details into the medical system at this moment in time, this is not a good idea, and it's not even a good idea to go to the chemist, because I've heard from people that if you go into chemists and get things like puffers and stuff, they're wanting details and they're wanting names, and they're putting your name in there, you know, for things that maybe you just went in and got before. So they're watching everybody, and everybody's a suspect, as I said. So it's a dangerous time to have anything to do with the medical system in any way, shape or form, I'm telling you. Because they're tracking you, and you know, you could know a person who knew a person who knew a person who knew a person, or whatever, man, a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, whatever it may be, where they're tracking them all through now. And so you are guilty, and you are infected even though you're not. So you got to be very careful in this time, and I think the best thing to do is just stay out of their way. And if you have to, stay home and don't go out if you don't need to. Don't associate with any of these people: government, police, pharmaceutical people, doctors, hospitals, anything medical whatsoever. If you're around somewhere and there's police around, just move on, get out of there. Be part of the shadows. Just move around behind them. You don't want to have your name put into any of their systems, because they're desperately wanting to make you have this fake coronavirus, as they call it. So, be very, very, very extremely careful in this current climate, I would say, with that. So, looking at many, many articles pushing these draconian measures and basically stalking people in Australia and making people guilty of having this virus is unbelievable. So it's all through the media. So of course we've had all these shutdowns in Australia. Pretty much so much is shut in this country at the moment. Travellers are being kicked out of the country from what I have last heard, and I'll go through that in a minute if I can find it and put into isolation and all of this. So we know all this stuff that's happening, but we can see also this encroaching technology part. This technology is rearing its head in a very ugly way because technology is being used to control the spread of COVID-19, isn't it? It's interesting. Interesting side of this that I'll probably try to be covering more as I can, because it's all pointing towards technology to me. This is where all this is going. That's what I can see. And so what they're basically looking at is using location history data from mobile phones to confirm cases, to help track and trace the spread of so-called infections. And they're saying in some of these articles that people can be contagious without even knowing it. You see the trick here? It's asymptomatic carriers. So symptomatic carriers. So, they're saying that you could be carrying this virus and you don't even know, because you feel absolutely 100% healthy. So this is the mind games that they play, that anyone out there that, and that's what I'm seeing on the street when you're walking around people. It's not, a few weeks ago it was someone coughs on a bus and everyone and people would violently attack them or get angry at them or scream at them, and you can't even have a sniffle now on the street. And I actually think it's now with people, the distrust with people has gone even beyond that. So people are just untrusting of anyone around them, because that's what the media are pushing, that anyone could be a carrier and you wouldn't even know, and they could give this to your kids, So everyone now is the potential boogeyman walking around the streets or wherever. And it's one of those horror movies or science fiction movies where there are zombies out. Have you seen these movies around where, there's a zombie apocalypse, or people are infected with something, and you see there's people down in a cellar and they've locked it all up, and they might let a stranger in, and the stranger seems fine at first, but then later everyone starts getting paranoid because they think that stranger they let in could be infected, and it starts to bring the whole system down within. This is the head games that they're playing. But as I said, I've showed it all. It's all in the movies. This distrust. So it's like it's going to come down to the point where, they're locking families and people inside their houses for weeks or even months this could go into, and they're making everyone a potential, suspect, that anyone could be a potential carrier of this. So you've got a family in lockdown for months at a time, and maybe the kid saw one of the neighbors and they've come back, and then you suddenly to the parents, that kid could be a carrier of this, but they're not sure. Should they go to the doctor? Should they ask? Should they go to the medical center? It's going to start creating this kind of mistrust within family units, and breaking that down. It has to. You cannot lock people inside for too long. And at this point in time, they're okay. They got their technology and they're spending time with their families and kids, and dad's working, as I said, and mum's making apple pie. But soon they're going to turn on each other, I'm telling you, and this is what they're doing. It's mind games. They are screwing with humanity. This is a huge psychological operation taking place here like I've never seen. It's unbelievable. And they're saying here that, these individuals, they can't be identified for being unwell or anything, because basically They want to find a way to be able to find these people more quickly to, of course, stop the spread of the disease. So they're talking about all the mobile service providers in Australia. You know, they can, and this is really interesting too, folks, how everything interconnects. We have in Australia, we have data retention laws, don't we? So basically in Australia, the telecom companies have to hold your data for 2 years. And this is for everybody's mobile phone on every network. And this includes your location information. It's just really everything that you've done on that phone and all your contacts and everything over 2 years has to be stored. Has to be so these government spook agencies can access this information over those 2 years, and it could go beyond that, who knows. But how perfectly does that sit into place with what we're seeing now? The future, folks, is perfectly planned in my books. So everything that happens, sometimes it seems chaotic, but it's perfectly planned for me. Every law that they bring in, whether it was 2 years or 10 years ago, works with the current system in some way. You know what I mean? It all works together. I mean, you might think, oh, man, that reminds me of a bill that they brought into the Australian government or through the parliament 15 years ago, because it's meant to. It's all just mixing it in, isn't it? Unbelievable. So anyone who tests positive with this COVID-19, Operation 19, the data could be used to list every location where they've been. And more accurately, their phone. So this is where they're kind of going. And then, of course, you get put on a list, don't you? As I said, you associated with someone or a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who's not even in this country anymore. You know, they've got you in that line, that memory bank, that memory data bank. They've caught you in that web, you know, because we're using their technology. So this is the thing, isn't it? We're using their technology and we're getting caught in the web. Every text, every message, everything that you do online or on your phone, every call that you make, everything that you search for, every single thing that you do, every time you touch that phone, I don't care if it's looking for the weather report, that's going into the data pond, which can be accessed for 2 years, and that's just what we know, what we've been told. So they're saying that, you know, if you're an owner of a phone that even you had any kind of contact with someone who they suspected could be could have COVID-19 or whatever it may be, you can see where it's going here. You know, they can track you down and make you take these tests. Even if you don't have any symptoms and you're completely healthy, they can come to your house, I guess, or if you're working or wherever you are, they can come and knock on your door there. The government could assemble everyone's location histories in a single searchable database. That's a very interesting one as well. So into this one mind, into this one database, all our location and search histories are in this area, and so this could be cross-referenced against the locations of known clusters of infections. So known clusters of infections, you could be in an area where they target you and say there's more infections in your area or in your town or around your town, so then you become guilty in this, don't you? So clusters of infections, this would allow contact tracing throughout the entire population, you know, creating this more proactive way to track down suspected cases. So, you know, it's unbelievable. This is what they're doing right now, you know. I got some more information just looking at this phone stuff, which I was looking at the other day, actually. On the last podcast, I think I didn't go over it, or one before. I was looking at it a while ago, just, you know, because this is the one thing that came out and they admitted. So it's basically the government assembling searchable databases showing the locations of every person in Australia or over 16 years old for 1 month at a time. And that's what they're saying. So it's definitely more than that. You know, this means that you could be contacted by the government and told that surveillance analysis suggests that you need to be isolated and tested and vaccinated because you're on this database. You know, or it could get you in other ways. Or there's a lot of privacy ways here. So there's other countries who are using this against, you know, they're using your mobile phone and what you do on it as a weapon against you. But we have to have a mobile phone, don't we? This is the problem. That's what I was thinking today. What's the problem? It's the bloody devices around me. That's the problem. You know, I'm carrying a phone in my pocket. Problem. I'm on a computer. Problem. I've got a Wi-Fi. Problem. I've got a modem. Problem. You know, I've got all these devices in your house. I mean, I'm pretty simple. To be honest, I'm pretty simple. But what about these people who have these Google Homes and smart homes without any care in the world? They're on them now. This is a massive problem because every single smart device that you have and carry around with you or you have in your location makes you guilty of having this because you've got the devices and that's how they get you. So, you know, overseas they're doing this and they're tracking people, trying to track the spread of these so-called outbreaks all around the world in many, many countries, developed countries like Austria and Belgium and Germany and Hong Kong and India and these countries, Australia, the United States. So they're using this mobile data to tackle the so-called pandemic. So they're using, you know, invasive technology to overstep the mark on steroids to lock us down and bring us into this draconian criminal kind of police state, Big Brother sort of system, you know, this Orwellian future that we seem to be tumbling into. And you know, countries they mention like Singapore as well, where we're, that's a criminal police state under complete control, always has been, it really is over there. You know, so you know, I mean, looking at that, and do you still see your phone as yeah, I mean, I look at that phone now. I see mobile phones as my enemy. I'm just about to hit it with a hammer. I really do think that. You know, it isolates me more. I use modern sort of smartphones for. I use the camera a lot because it's amazing camera and video camera and everything for the little one growing up. And I use it to listen to music and a few things. I don't really use a phone to search online or use the internet too much or anything like that, but I do send texts and things like that. I get calls and there's important things, you know, family and things like that. Something could happen. I need to be contactable. That's where they got you, isn't it? But we didn't need that back in the day, you know. Our parents and grandparents didn't need all to be interconnected in this way. They got by fine, didn't they? We've just become addicted and dependent on it. And they're tracking and tracing everything we do through these devices. And, you know, I've put up information on the website where there seems to be this huge restructuring of technology and 5G. These millimeter waves we hear about, these microwave waves coming out of 5G, they're just going to turn up the volume, they're going to turn up the heat, man, on us, maybe, you know, and that maybe they are installing all of this stuff right now as we're sleeping inside and, you know, we're not looking. Maybe all this stuff is being implemented in airports and schools and all around our neighborhoods and everywhere, and they're going to turn this stuff on and we're going to start dropping like flies. Maybe when this new technology, this 5G stuff gets turned on, I've put videos up on it on the CRAS files to have a look at that. You know, maybe it's going to start giving us respiratory problems and breathing issues and give us flu-like symptoms, and we're going to go into the hospitals or to see the doctors saying that I can't breathe or I'm not feeling well, and they're going to diagnose it as this. You know, and as I was saying before, I really do, I'm hearing a lot of stuff around, and I put up videos and I'm seeing a lot of stuff and videos on social media. I put one up on the website the other night where a German guy's going into Munich. I think he was in Munich. Is that right? I don't know. He was Berlin, sorry. Berlin, I think that's where he was, but he was going into these hospitals and they were pretty much empty. And I'm hearing this all over Facebook and social media. People are saying that the hospitals are empty. I mean, what are you seeing, the listeners, where you are? Are you seeing empty kind of hospitals, or are you seeing this mad pandemic taking place where people are falling off beds and dying on the ground, and there's bodies everywhere like we're seeing in New York, and they have to bring in special trucks and load the bodies in the trucks because so many people are dying? And are you seeing that your medical system and your hospitals around where you live are overwhelmed with dead bodies and people infected and coughing and with this virus? Go to your, if you have a hospital around you, go and take some photos. I say go and have a look, go and film. I'm going to do it over the weekend, actually, just quietly. I'm going to go and have a look as well, because I'm hearing that they're pretty empty. So this could be very much part of this whole psychological operation. Keeping us inside, keeping us in lockdown while they do something right. So the whole technology side of things makes sense. And if they are about to, if they are implementing this new technology, which includes 5G and everything, and they are going to go live with it and turn it on, and we are going to get massive amounts of flu-like symptoms, and then where does it go from there? Do we go into this global massive pandemic, which is being intensified by this new technology they're about to go live with? Is that what their plans are? And so all of us are going to start feeling really weird, and some, and young people and old people are going to start keeling over and getting sick and start kind of feeling suffocated and unwell and can't breathe. And so we're all going to start going and seeking medical help. And this is the way they're going to kill half the planet? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it does seem like some restructuring and rebuilding, or they're implementing something, doesn't it? And the only thing that I can think of that makes any kind of sense is they're putting in this new technology with these higher frequencies and these microwave weapons that are just going to fry us, that are going to, you know, because they have these weapons. Maybe this is the end days for us. I don't know. Definitely we'll go into that more with all of that for sure. But that's an interesting part of all this. But I don't know at all. I just know that there's this overreach of power, and not many people that I'm seeing around me seem to care about it. They're all too worried about the virus. But the government are taking, as I said, so many rights, more than we've ever seen, away from us. And we're getting this technology starting to come into play here, because that's being used to track and trace all of us. And that's being used in the fight against the COVID-19. The technology side of this is really sprung up for me, and all I can keep thinking of is technology. Technology is a huge part of why they're doing this, indeed. So interesting times ahead. Getting a so much propaganda in the media as well, that to the point where I can't even look at it, and it's all these harrowing details of nurses and people and celebrities with their boobs out that have had coronavirus, and they're telling you to take it seriously. I thought I was going to die, and all of this. So the media pushing all this stuff. This bizarre, ridiculous nonsense onto the public, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. You know, it's like a massive poo pump, you know, just pumping shit into everybody's lounge rooms on a 24-hour basis. So we're hearing all this stuff on and on and on and on it goes. But the Prime Minister of Australia was up there either today or yesterday talking, really pushing for a vaccine, saying really we're not going to see the end of this virus until we get a vaccine. So the only way to end a staged fake virus is with a vaccine. You know, and then we're all going to get it and everything's going to be okay and we can go back to our lives. So they're pushing that, you know, that as well. But, you know, this stuff really interests me. I put information up a lot on it anyway about this, you know, these frequencies attacking the human body, on our body's ability to produce oxygen, 60 gigahertz, I think it was, frequencies, you know, our heart rates, if we can't, you know, if human beings can't produce this enough oxygen, then we're going to suffocate and we're going to have heart problems and we're going to start going down very quickly. And this is what these frequencies are doing around us. So we're hearing about this massive psychological warfare. I've put these articles up as well to bring in mandatory vaccinations, quarantines, restrictions on travel, forced medical procedures, and you know, food shortages to make you dependent, and also losing your work and jobs to make you dependent on the government. And all, as all this happens and more dependency happens, then the more rights that you lose. But you don't see that you're losing your rights, and they're just getting washed down the gutter because you're dependent, you know what I mean? When you need food and you need money to pay your bills, the government give you that, but they're taking your rights away on the other side, and you're not noticing because you're just you're hungry and you need to get things done, and you're taking that handout. You know, and but they're taking away so much as well that you're not aware of. So, you know, I've put up a fair bit of information from the FullertonInformer.com, and a new video went up today. I really like this guy. I think Joe, he's got some really good information, and he's if you go to FullertonInformer.com, there's a lot of great information to do with these new technologies that they're bringing in. I put up an article on the war, these 6 gigahertz frequencies in the war on iodine. How important is iodine for humans, and again the war on oxygen as well. So this new technology is to do with the Y-gig, and I think that we're going into a future where everything's going to be wireless as 5G comes into play, and we start getting super fast broadband sort of networks, internet networks, and that I think that you know you won't be able to just use a cable out of your modem for your computer and turn off the Wi-Fi. I don't think that's going to come into play soon. I think that everything's going to be this new Wi-Fi sort of system. So everything's going to be kind of one. It's like they say that all our consciousness is one, you know, in this field. So I think that everything's going to be all this information and everything that we do all over the planet and in every city and every country that we are is all going to be fed into this one system because it's all going to be wireless. And so the only way that's going to, and I agree with what these guys are saying, that they can target you now. It was amazing when I'd been out the other day, I think last weekend, just having a walk on the beach, every second person has these Apple earbuds in. They're Bluetooth earbuds, and Apple are pushing that on the advertisements now. I see it on TV, they're pushing, and these people have got these devices all over them. They've got these devices where they can test their heart rate and test how many steps they're doing and everything like that. And they got their phones hooked into the side, they got the armband on, and they got the earbuds in, and they're listening to their music and they're walking up on their mission through the beach, you know. And that's what these guys are saying, that if you're wearing these earbuds, these and you're carrying these iPhones and you're wearing these buds in your ears, you're a target, and they can target you with these frequencies, which really makes sense to me as they get implemented all around our neighborhoods and cities, you know, and 5G comes into play and we start buying these new devices, you know, because it's going to be so incredible. And wait till the new TVs start to come in. I don't know where they're going to go with phones. I mean, you know, maybe they will start having these kind of wearable tattoos, you know, that you kind of wear on your wrist or something like that, you know, that lights up when you touch it. And it's constantly connected wirelessly or Bluetooth. or whatever new technology they're going to bring in. But as more of this technology comes into play and we use more of it and we get targeted more with these microwave, millimeter frequencies, it's obvious that we're going to get sicker and we're going to get more of these kind of respiratory flu-like symptoms, which is going to be blamed on this coronavirus, if you were to look at it that way. And which means we're going to be diagnosed as having it when it's actually these frequencies that are making people sick. So that's really interesting as well. And I can see a massive technology shift here coming into play. Absolutely. I think that we're going to get huge shifts in technology. And I'm wondering where all these new iPhones are going to go and all these new pads and things and wearable devices. It seems like over the years with the Apple Watches and devices, they're really wanting us to wear stuff in our day-to-day lives when we're doing things in our ears, carrying them around in our pockets, wearing them on our wrist, just having these devices on us wherever we are. And even when we sleep at night, we have our smartphones next to us to wake us up in the morning. And I think that we're living in a day and age now where even children have some device, whatever it may be, on them all the time, which can be targeted by these frequencies. And if you're wearing this device, even in parts of your day, you can be targeted with them, and that makes sense. So the thing that I would say is we're going to have to start learning to survive more, and we're going to have to start saying no to these devices and throwing them out and not letting out the children have them. Get them out of your house. Absolutely, I think. And, it makes you look at the smartphone differently that's sitting there on your kitchen bench or sitting there. I mean, I can't believe I look at devices, smartphones and computers, and they're all got these unbelievably powerful cameras on there as well that can film and everything. And then you look at people using Google and Google Chrome, for example, and we know that they spy on you. And it's amazing because if people are on Facebook and they're using Messenger, then the Messenger, when you download the app, will say that it wants access to your speaker and your camera, and people do that. If people have got Skype or anything like that on their phone, it asks for access. I mean, a lot of these apps that people get on their iPhones ask for access to their microphone and their cameras and stuff, and they say yes, and Google does that as well. So they're actually looking out at you, recording you and everything that you do. I had a friend, I told him this, he was horrified, he didn't believe me, he thinks I'm crazy. It's like, and I think, man, it doesn't matter how smart this technology is. I mean, when you've got a laptop or something at home, a desktop, a brand new one, and it's just so flashy, and you would not believe the technology that goes into that camera and that video camera in that. There's just a little circle there. You can't even hardly see it, but the technology behind that is absolutely phenomenal. And it's otherworldly. It's almost like black magic. But the only thing that you need to do to stop it is put a bit of tape over the top of it. You know, it's unbelievable how a bit of plastic tape can nullify such intense technology. It's amazing. But if you do carry around these devices and you've got them on you, and you do have a desktop computer that you use nightly like I do, make sure you put tape over that camera, folks. Do it right now. Go and get some tape and put it over the top. Get some masking tape or something and just cut out a square and cover it. Do not allow that thing on, because it does. Just because the light's not on doesn't mean it's not filming and watching you and listening to everything that you're doing. And we know that Google Chrome does that because we give it access to, we tell it to, in their little mind-altering sneaky contracts. So, it's unbelievable. So, what would I say about this technology that this, I mean, are they implementing this 5G type technology on the back of this coronavirus lies? This is what they're implementing in all the airports and schools and certain locations around the world. Is this what it's all about? What do you think, folks? If it is, and they turn it on and they go live with this and people start getting sick, then it can be blamed on what we're seeing now with the coronavirus. And I do, don't get me wrong, I do think pollution is an incredible part of this. I was looking at information sent to me by Jim West, looking at the contamination and pollution in Chinese cities and in Wuhan. This was from a while ago, and the pollution in these photos from Wuhan in China, where this so-called virus started, of course, the pollution there in those photos, that is just, that's like a science fiction nightmare movie. I've never seen anything like it. It's absolutely incredible. That people can live in areas that polluted and contaminated, you know. But this is what we get, isn't it? And we always get them. They always make up these viruses, and they've got names for all the health conditions caused by contaminated environments and pollution. And they've got vaccines as well. This is our bodies reacting to being, poisoned, basically. And we get all these crazy symptoms, and they've got drugs and vaccines for it. And they've got names for it as well, so they've always done this. We know this with polio and many other things, so that we've talked about so much on this podcast. But this is a new kind of war, isn't it? These frequencies, and this war on oxygen, and as well, and kind of like that asthma storm in Australia. Just as I was saying many times on podcasts, just this technology, how it's able to it's almost like a hand coming out of the sky and just choking you down to the ground until you submit. It's really unbelievable. And I think with these frequencies, once they get turned on in major cities and all around us, you're going to feel like your brain is being cooked, you know? I mean, and I think some people who are sensitive to this, and there's many people who are sensitive, especially young people and elderly people, and many are going to start dropping like flies, you know, and they're going to call it a virus. This could be the ultimate weapon against mankind, you know, to absolutely control us. You've had your fun. You've gone on for this amount of time. Now we're bringing down the hammer, and we're going to control you through these frequencies. And if you don't like it, we'll just crush your organs, you know. We already know that the police in many countries have weapons that they can just point at crowds of protesters and just bring them all down very quickly. So these are frequency weapons and sound weapons and all this stuff that they're using. But to bring these weapons into our homes and call them modems so we can watch content and use our computers is a new situation that we're finding ourselves in right now. And we need to ask that serious question. Do we need this technology, or should I just get rid of it and chuck it all out the window? You know, it depends on your situation and where you are. But I would definitely say don't carry these devices around. Do not wear them, and watch out in the coming months and into next year, 2021 or so, and watch the technology that they start releasing, and look for more wearable technology like I'm talking about now. What are they going to start releasing that's going to get us to wear it and carry it around with us all the time? That's obviously where I can see that they're going there, absolutely. And they want us to carry stuff around and wear stuff so they can target us, right? If we don't have it on us and we don't wear it, then we can, you know, they can't target us in such a barbaric and satanic way. So I would say keep your eye on that technology, and send me any links as well. And anything that you have, say, you know, anything that you want to add to this podcast, put it there. Send me the links. I'm keeping an eye on all this technology so we can talk about it and warn people. You know, you can warn your family, your neighbors, anyone. Because I'm seeing them the other day, as I said, everywhere. I saw these young women jogging and walking on the beach wearing these earbuds. And, you can be targeted. You are a target, man. We're wearing this stuff. And I think it's only going to get smaller, and it's going to get fancier. And they're going to use these, advertisements to make it more slick and more desirable. As we walk around in this kind of daydream with this technology, so I'll plug out for now. That's just my thoughts for tonight, and we'll be chatting again soon. Please take care, and as I said, stay away from the medical system, and if you have everything you need and you need to stay inside, just stay there. Don't eyeball these people. Stay away from them, because they're looking to make you guilty, and if they target you, or they get your name, or they get your details in their system, and it associates you with having this COVID-19, they can come after you, man. You don't want anything to do with them. Stay away and keep yourself healthy. Don't be paranoid. Just keep yourself healthy. And I would say, hey, you know, take your vitamin C. That's one thing that keeps popping up for me. I keep hearing it. And I think, yeah, man, you know, like if you can pay the money to get more natural sources of vitamin C in powder form and stuff like that, then do that. But just get the vitamin C into you. Just start taking lots of doses of it. Get your antioxidants, you know. Take things like olive leaf extract. Get those polyphenols into you. Drink lots of organic green tea. Look, do the research. Look up on green tea, you know. Just keep drink green tea all day. You know, as much as you can, just guzzle it down. You know, and get some powerful things into your body. Give your body the tools that it needs. I think that we're in a situation now where we don't need to be paranoid, but we need to start being healthier than what we were. So start working on getting yourself and your body and your mind a lot more healthier than what you were like a week ago or a month ago, and then just go from there. But don't be over the top. If you enjoy some snacks or a drink or so, whatever it is, that's okay. Don't worry about that too much. Just get those powerful nutrients into your body, and minerals, you know, earth minerals, magnesium, potassium, sodium, calcium, all this kind of stuff, you know, iodine. Get all that into your body, the earth minerals, the powerful antioxidants and all of this stuff. Research it. If you want any tips, I can give you those for sure. I can do a whole podcast on that. It's time to be more healthier and start boosting your immune system and getting it up there. Because you need that now in this current environment, because you need to take charge of your health and stay out of their system and stay out of their faces until we can work out what's going on here. You know, you don't want to be caught up in it. And so look after yourself, folks, and we will plug in again soon. Okay.